Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be in Bastrop, Texas, with Mayor Ishmael Harris, the mayor of Bastrop. And Bastrop has seen a lot of change over the last 5 years and then some exponential growth with global brands moving into Bastrop, Texas, and really redefining that part of our state. Mayor Harris, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Justin. I appreciate being on here. And you're absolutely right. We've experienced quite a bit of growth. Since 2019, we've grown close to 6,000 people within our city limits, about 5,500.
And that's a lot of growth for the small town of Bastrop. But then you look at the broader county that you're in, and the small towns that make up that county have all been impacted by that growth. And, right. And it's interesting to see that collaboration and you as the mayor of the county seat, really having those conversations about how do we expand that quickly and impact that many people?
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that's has to be a well-thought-out collaboration. There are a lot of people who want to live or have to work in the Austin area, but they want to get away or be a little bit distance from the city. And so being that our cities or Bastrop County is in close proximity to Travis County, as well as just Austin itself, it brings about a lot of growth. And so as we experience this regional growth, it's very important that we collaborate. One of the things I like to stand on and it's actual factual things is that the counties rely on the cities and the cities rely on the county. Right. Meaning that those that live within the county, we got to make things happen here in the city to not only cater the people that live within our city limits, but also those that are in the county, because they come into the city for a lot of things. And it's a lot of people in our sister cities in Elgin and Smithfield that come to Bastrop for quite a bit of things as well.
Well, that shopping helps. It's sales tax that stays in Bastrop when they come in, and rightfully when you go to their cities, it helps them. So right. It's great to see it. Now, you ran for mayor, and I enjoyed, there's some great content of you and a horse, and you really talking about the heritage of your yes. community because you're from Bastrop originally.
Right.
So what encouraged you to run for mayor?
Let's see if I can make this story short for you. I'll do as best as possible. Running for mayor was not in my plans. Even being involved in a political capacity was not in my plans coming up on 7 years ago. Actually, 7 years ago. But there's a store development that was going to come and spoke out, spoke against, or just gave my opinions on things at a PNZ meeting way back in 2019 or 2018. And in 2019, I found people saying, hey, based on your ideas and thoughts, we think you'd be good to run for mayor. So that's what I did in 2019. Wasn't successful, but I got involved with planning and zoning. And so working my way in there, found myself as the chair. But throughout this whole process, I was paying attention to the impact of everything around Bastrop and what it was doing to Bastrop. And then not only that, just really seeing what the people needed. And then we had some unfortunate events that kind of caused a little bit of contention between our council members and the mayor. And, I felt that we weren't really focusing on what we needed to do for Bastrop and focusing on for the people. And so just through my relationships and dealing with council members, talking to them, meeting with them about those issues, learning what I was learning on the planning and zoning, being the hometown kid, if you will, I really felt that once our previous mayor resigned, it was the perfect time, as well as I had people, supporting. Basically, when he resigned, some people that called and were like, hey, we think you need to get in there. We think the time is right. And I have a passion for this city. And again, the time is right for someone who's a homegrown person who has the heritage to really get in here and set Bastrop up for the future.
I appreciate that you served on planning and zoning as well, because it does give you an opportunity to see how the city works and get involved with your community as a volunteer. before you step into the volunteer role as mayor as well.
Right.
But it helps to have the understanding of what can a mayor do by statute? What can a city do with the law? And then where is it a county issue, a state issue, et cetera? And right. with the growth that you've seen, a small city like Bastrop, I can only imagine sitting down with the Elon Musk companies that are there now. How does that balance feel right at the end of the day? I could see it being a little bit overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming when it comes to the companies that are up under Elon Musk. Of course, you know, in the rural communities, you know, it's probably going to have a lot of pushback, right? And just, you know, people not taking the time to look into things or understanding. Been fortunate enough to meet with the people at Starlink, and I can say that they're absolutely wanting to be community partners, and I think that's a big thing. As difficult as it can be, again, understanding the relationship and not knowing the true intentions, there are things that we are leery of here in Bastrop, and I say we because I am a part of the people. And so, fortunately enough, though, I have that opportunity to go in and speak with those representatives to be able to say, hey, this is what we're needing and wanting and demanding from our community. We understand that you're established here, but this is how we want to go about in our partnership. You know, you're here in Bastrop County. You are part of Bastrop. And, you know, the expectancy is that you be involved in our community and help and contribute and be an excellent community partner and not take from us. And I think they do a good job. They employ a lot of people here. Again, they're involved in some of the programs at the school. Like SpaceX is involved in our BearTech robotics program. So it's things like that make things a little bit better, but we also have to get people to see that and understand.
I understand the challenge, and I applaud you and the team for taking that stance that there is a corporate responsibility, especially when you come into a smaller rural community, that it can be highly disruptive. But if you find that way to support it, and I can only applaud STEM programming and being involved in the schools, it can go a long way. Right. Now, Bastrop, before all of that boom, Bastrop was gaining steam, and people are starting to discover that part of our state as Austin expands. What is Bastrop known for from a heritage standpoint or an event standpoint?
Just our beautiful downtown historic homes as one of the biggest things that we're known for. We have a beautiful downtown. We have the oldest weekly running newspaper. We're one of the oldest communities in Texas. The Lost Pines, the scenery here is good, and the hospitality. We're a real hospitable community. We care for one another. I know at times we can kind of give a little bit of resistance to, you know, those that are new coming to the area. But that's just the people wanting to protect their town and make sure it's not overwhelmed or overtaken with newer traditions or things that don't make us unique. But Bastrop is our events that we have. We have an annual homecoming event, right, which is different from like what your football homecoming is. And I like to explain that because there's a lot of newer people that come in. They don't understand. They hear homecoming. They think it's something for the football. And then when they see that it's not, though, they, you know, may think we need to have it in a different time of the year because our homecoming weekend is at the beginning of August, first weekend in August. And it's very, very hot here, right? Yeah. And so we have homecoming parade, we have class reunions, have rodeos. And so the reason we celebrate homecoming was, I can't remember the amount of years ago, but it was when all the veterans came home from World War II, right? And they all came back to Bastrop. So that's when they started celebrating it, and therein lies our homecoming. Our other big event that we have is our Lighted Christmas Parade, one of the largest Christmas parades in Central Texas. We had about 130 floats, give or take, in our parade this year. It's a nighttime parade. It's lit up. Our entire main street is full of people. I want to say probably around 10,000 people show up for this event, for the Mary on Main during the day, and then are there for the Lighted Christmas Parade. So that's a big attraction for us.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and start planning now for things like that. I've seen communities across Texas really step up their game on these holiday parades and trying to attract people to their communities. And I suspect that's what Bastrop's trying to do as well, to bring people to their downtown. And so it's exciting
for sure.
When you have great events like that.
Yeah, for sure. We, this year, here in actually a couple of weeks, the end of the month, we're going to be celebrating our third Mardi Gras Festival. This is something that was started 3 years ago through a citizen that went to a small town or suggested we go to a small town in Louisiana, Mahmoud, Louisiana. And me and a couple of other people, we went down there and visited, developed a relationship, and did a cross-community event where they would come from the Evangeline Parish down here to Bastrop to help celebrate and kick off Mardi Gras with us. And so we're in our third year, and it brings in a lot of people. Like, it's grown each year. This year we're going to have a couple of extra bands, going to have two stages on Main Street, having the Mayor's Mardi Gras Ball, having a gumbo cook-off. Like, I mean, it's going to be a super huge event, and that's just another additive that we put here in Bastrop, and understanding that we have more and more of a variety of people that are coming here, and we also have to give our people something to do. Something to do, of course, you can build places, right, to where you can go and have fun at these establishments, which is good and well. But here in Bastrop, it's that downtown community atmosphere and these festivals that really bring everyone together. So being able to come up with this to where we get families out, friends out, people to come in, like, that's a lot of what we are about. And our downtown business, Discover Bastrop, is really helping out with that.
Well, it's great to have Discover Bastrop and those groups of people that work real hard to attract people to Bastrop. Now, you've been mayor now for a season, and I'm curious, what have you learned as mayor that surprised you?
How often people want to have you at their engagements or events. And I'm being serious, man. I had somewhat of an idea about things because, like I say, I've been heavily involved, right? The year and a half I served as chair, I was heavily involved in working with the city manager, working with the planning department, working behind the scenes, and really trying to shape what Bastrop was doing. Because, you know, as you know, things go before the planning and zoning, and then they go to council, right? And so really trying to shape things so that when it got to council, stuff would go a whole lot smoother. But it is surprising how much things have picked up, right? I had an idea because, again, behind the scenes, working to set things up, but just, you know, the amount of activity that is picked up in Bastrop, how much we really have to work at navigating the way we develop and build our city can be a task, but it's fun. So really it's, and I'll tell you, the hardest thing has been is learning and remembering everyone's name. That is, but outside of that, you know, it's, when I was at TML, right, I went to TML, new official orientation. And as I, like, on day two, I'm really sitting there in a maze. And I texted our city manager to tell her thank you. Right. And I was like, you know, I didn't know it because I'm just sitting there learning and conversating and going through these things. I said, but man, you really, really set me up for success if I ever found myself in this position, right? It was so much that she taught me along the way and things that I picked up. Then when I was in TML, like, I was helping the people out next to me and, you know, and people who have already been in office, right? But it was just so much preparation that she gave me that's priceless. And so it set me up for success, or, you know, and to be able to hit the ground running. Although at times it's still like, you know, a fire hose and not a water hose going to the mound, but we're getting it done.
Yeah, the Texas Municipal League is a powerful group because they teach all of the new leaders coming into the role. And I think that's something that people don't understand, and I always want to highlight. First and foremost, it's a volunteer role for the most part. I call it near volunteer.
Right.
But you're expected to be a lot of places. You're asked, and it's a privilege and an honor to be invited to those places. But it's a lot of time that people like you are giving to their communities. And I want to applaud that, because that is something that I think a lot of people miss when they say, what does the mayor do?
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, where's Bastrop going in 2026? I think with some of the brands that we talk about and the growth, it could quickly grow beyond right. What we know Bastrop to be. But where do you find your confidence? What does that look like for you in 2026?
First and foremost is the increased community partnerships, right? And this is, I'm not talking about those who are coming in to develop. It starts between city, the county, the school district, and then the surrounding areas. But definitely for us here in Bastrop, it's going to be working with the county and the school district. Having that partnership solidified, having the understanding and goals of where we're trying to go or where we want to see the city, that's where it starts. And then secondly, it's really getting things established and set up for our community. I would truly love to for Bastrop to be a self-sustaining community, be a community to where we don't have to rely on the neighboring communities outside of Bastrop County, right? Everything or things that you want to find in Austin, you'll be able to get them here. When it comes to jobs, there are jobs that sustain our community to where you can really grow in life, have things, and be able to invest in opportunities, if you will. And then again, one of the other things that I really would like to see is us moving forward with getting a regional hospital here. You know, Bastrop is to me, Bastrop County and surrounding areas is a large enough population that we can sustain or we can have a regional hospital. We have 115,000 people here in Bastrop County, right? We have other counties to the north, to the east, and to the south of us that are pretty rural areas, right? And so there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to have or hospitals would want to come and invest in our community. You have LaGrange that's 35 minutes away from here, right? And it takes us 25, 30 minutes to get just into Dell Valley in Austin, plus another however many to get to a hospital. Well, that's an hour-long drive for somebody's life. And if it's an accident on the road, that can very well be a two-hour wait. And we, you know, it's no sense in not being able to do that. We have a community here that can use it, that can support it. Our community is just as big as any other section of Austin. So really seeing that kick off. And yeah, that's one of the biggest things. And man, if we could figure out a way to efficiently build us a recreation center for our community, I'd love to see that get kicked off as well. That's something that's been long overdue. But with the concept of the community or the recreation center that we hear from the citizens, it'll be a costly thing, right? So just, you know, if we can really find a way to make that work, that would be excellent, because that is something that's much needed in our community. And but it also is something it can be a task to make happen, because, you know, everyone wants certain things I don't want to just build a smaller rec center just to suffice. I want to build something to sustain. That's my goal. This role here is as mayor is, I don't want to just do temporary things that, you know, you got to come back in 10, 15 years, 20 years and like redo. Right. I want to be able to establish and build long lasting things. I want to have an impact for the next 100 years. Like I was talking to some students on Saturday that are in the robotics team. I went and sat with them for a few hours. They're all high schoolers. I'm 44 years old. the Bastrop that I want to start right now, I want them to be able to still continue to enjoy and only have to maybe tweak when they're my age, you know, and I want to build a Bastrop that's going to work for them when they're my age and it works for their kids. Because by that time, I'm going to be an older man in life and a lot of those things just aren't going to work for me. And I'm not going to be that selfish person to be like, keep it going for myself. We have to look out for the next generation. So creating that environment and that culture is what I aim to really make happen here in 2026.
Well, I so appreciate that and the reason behind all of that, because it is a community first concept. And when we talk about infrastructure on the show, few have talked about hospitals and how that is a municipal conversation. One, attract, or for in a lot of cases, it's a county run hospital. But I see an opportunity for a private hospital to really find a community that's looking for that service and looking for that need to be filled in the community that you're discussing. So it's a great thing to look forward to and a call to site selectors everywhere that is a need in rural parts of Texas. Even if you think of Bastrop as part of the greater metro in Austin, it becomes rural very quickly and the hospital is needed out in that region. So a great reminder and a call for service. So I really do appreciate you taking the time, helping us understand what Bastrop's all about. And for someone from their hometown to come and run for mayor, it's really exciting in a place like Bastrop that's growing as quickly to have those roots coming in and serving this way.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. You know, again, Bastrop's a wonderful place to live. It's a great place to grow up. We're experiencing a lot of change. We're having a lot of people come in. The other night, we got our events numbers for 2025. And just some of them were like, for example, our homecoming weekend, that's the big things happen on Friday and Saturday night for the rodeo. We have a homecoming parade. But it's not really much like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but it's enough. But just that weekend alone, we had 11,000 people here in town that came for that. So there's plenty of opportunity. We have several companies that have invested in our community. LS Electric, they're a big company and an international company. And they're involved in our schools as well with giving internships and working on scholarships and things of that nature. And so that's one thing that we strongly stress here is when you come in, you know, be a community partner. And it's starting to be understood, even with development. If you're going to come into a neighborhood, hey, it's all good and well, but what we need you to do is go and speak to the people. Go talk to them. Hear what they wanting to do, right? And we take a lot of time to listen to people as we get ready to have different development. Like we have Burleson East, which is an additional, it's going to have box stores, it's going to have Longhorn Steakhouse, Sprouts, PetSmart, right? These things are coming here. It's just we have to shape them the right way and understand what the people need. And again, it'll take us to where I was saying, help us be self-sufficient, self-sustaining to where we rely on each other as a community, right? We create kids or we build up the youth to where they want to stay here. They want to be involved. I'll go off to school, but I know I can confidently come back here and be successful and thrive and truly enjoy and love my community and help us grow.
Well, thank you for all of the work that you're doing to make that what the Bastrop story is and to give those kids the opportunity to come back like you have and serve their community in the future. It's been a real pleasure to visit with you today, and thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it. And if there's anything you need, sir, feel free to reach out.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for joining us at the Building Texas Show. We're excited to share stories from across the state covering the future of work and what Texas is going to look like over the next 50 years. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.